broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy New Year to you, America. So great to have you with us today. Hope you guys are doing good wherever you might be. I know a lot of folks still on vacation, still taking a few days to get over the New Year's Eve celebration. And that's okay, because we still have a lot of stuff going on around the country. And we're just honored that you are hanging out with us. Great to always be surrounded by so many conservative patriots, gun-toting, Bible-clinging, one and all. And you know what? We also like the liberals out there. I mean, we really do. I think a lot of liberals still love America. The leftists know they hate us. And they have no place on this program because there's no changing the mind of a leftist. But a liberal can still be converted to the right way of thinking. I have no doubt about that. So look, a little bit later on this hour, there is a major story developing in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we were the first to bring you the story of the looming gun grab several weeks back, and it's only getting worse. And there are reports of people rising up, joining militias. There are counties and communities that are passing legislation protecting gun owners, really creating sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. And in some communities, you have the law enforcement, police chiefs and sheriffs who are actually out there deputizing law-abiding citizens so they won't have their guns confiscated. This is a very dangerous situation, folks, and we're excited to have Dave Bratt with us a little bit later from Liberty University, a former congressman, and he's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening there in the Commonwealth. But I'm telling you, this is a dangerous, dangerous situation, and the Democrats better be very careful here, because I can promise you this, red-blooded American gun owners are not going to turn over their guns to the government. Would you? Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, would you turn over your lawfully owned and acquired weapons to the federal government, to your state government? There's a story out of Kentucky, and they're facing a similar situation there. You know, they have a Democrat, the Republican governor, very unpopular, Matt Bevin, some moron lunatic who's releasing all these people and pardoned a lot of very bad criminals. I mean, it's a good thing that guy's out of office, but now they've got a Democrat in there, and they're talking about a gun grab in Kentucky. In Virginia, they're talking about bringing out the National Guard. And I am curious, because we have a lot of gun owners that listen to this radio program. What would you do if there was a knock on the door and it was the National Guard, it was the governor of your state saying, hey, you've got to turn over your weapons so that your neighbors can be safe? What would you do? 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. There's another story out of California where they are considering legislation there that would give school teachers, the right to report you to have your weapons taken away. So if you have a run-in with a school teacher or a principal or someone at the school level in the academic world, they could actually go and report you to authorities, and without any shred of evidence, without even committing any kind of a crime, they could come to your home and take away your guns if this legislation is approved. And I have no doubt it's going to be approved in California because the Republicans have lost control of the state. So there's a lot happening on the national level right now. We've got the situation with the attacks on the Jewish community. We have the situation with the embassy in Iraq, the foreign affairs blowing up. We have the election looming. But do not lose sight of these attacks on the Second Amendment. And we're going to do our very best here on this show to expose this. We've got to pay very close attention to this nonsense. By the way, speaking of that, I've got to read this to you. This is, here we go. From the pages of USA today. The writer, Elvia Diaz, she is an opinion editor. She is an employee of Gannett, which owns USA Today. And Ms. Diaz is very upset because there were people at the West Freeway Church of Christ in Texas who showed up for church not only clinging to their Bible, but also to their gun. And Ms. Diaz writes an editorial where she calls out and she criticizes the law-abiding gun owners who are members of the church who pulled out their weapons as the shooting was happening at this Texas church. She says, writing here, Jack Wilson is a hero. It took him only 6 seconds to kill a gunman at a Texas church, saving countless lives. Unfortunately, that kind of split-second heroism has been turned into a PR tool by gun advocates. What does she mean by unfortunately? What do you mean by unfortunately, lady? Unfortunately, it should be fortunately. Fortunately. The fact of the matter is that what happened in that church is a lesson for the rest of the nation. That a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun, but he has to have a gun to do it. Period. She goes on to say that he's exactly the kind of man you want around a firearm. But you know the butt's coming, right, folks? You can feel it. You can feel it. But we know nothing about the at least six other parishioners who also appeared to draw their handguns at West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas. And that's terrifying. That's terrifying. Oh, my God. America, we have to do something about this. People are not only showing up at church with their Bibles, but they have guns. And that should terrify all of us. We should be terrified. Ms. Diaz needs to hold back on the... she's hyperventilating here. Needs to ease up just a tad on the caffeine. This woman who works for USA Today is terrified that an American citizen would engage in their Second Amendment and their First Amendment rights. You want to know what's terrifying? Vice President Joe Biden, if he had his way, it would be illegal to carry a firearm into a church. That would be illegal if Joe Biden was president. You see, if Joe Biden had been president, the reality is that no one in that church would have been armed. No one in that church would have been able to protect themselves. The only person in that church sanctuary with a gun would have been the shooter. And that would have been a massacre. And that, Elvia Diaz of USA Today, that's what's terrifying. 844-747-8868. Are you concerned about this gun grab that's underway in places like Virginia and California and Kentucky? 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com. It is our website, also a place where you can get our awesome free podcast, the Toddcast Podcast. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries revealed in the Oracle is that of the end and of things to come, where we are and where we're going. And one of the mysteries concerns the church, concerns us. You see, in the end, the oracle reveals that everything has to return to where it was at the beginning of the age. That's why the Jewish people returned to Israel, because that's where they were at the beginning of the age. But it's not just them. It's also the world, and it's also the church. At the beginning of the age, the church was revolutionary, was radical. Book of Acts, I mean, it changed the world, but it kind of lost that as it got established. It lost that power. But the message is that in the end times, even dark times, the church, you are called to go back to the book of Acts. We are called to become revolutionary again, radical again, world-changing again, because in the Lord, the best times are yet to come.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What have you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity through the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into a desert ravine where they sit down, and the teacher makes a mark in the sand and reveals the power of the Yud. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, not much more than a dot or an apostrophe. And yet this smallest letter is perhaps the most significant, for it's the Yud that begins the sacred name of God, Yahweh, and the name of God's nation, Israel, and the holy city, Jerusalem, and the name of salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. What does that reveal? In God, the greatest things begin with the smallest of strokes and actions. If you want to live a life of greatness, begin by taking the smallest of steps. Begin with a Yud of greatness, one small step. Take a Yud of victory, a Yud of faith, a Yud of that journey. For the greatest of things begin with a Yud.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
Dan Scavino. Dan Scavino, who he handles all the social media pages and accounts for the White House. We have something up on the website. You've got to see this, folks. This will absolutely make your day. Are you having a bad day? Are you having a difficult day? A little frustrated? Well, I would encourage you to go to our website right now, toddstarnes.com, and watch this video. And I guarantee you, I promise you, that you will have a smile on your face. And dare I say, America, you will chuckle. So Scavino got his hands on some video here. It looks like surveillance video, somebody's home. And I do not know where this is. I cannot tell you. But the video, again, is at toddstarns.com. And it looks to be a very nice neighborhood, only based on the appearance of the front lawn, which is a very lovely manicured front lawn. Nice, healthy green grass. So I can tell you it's not back home in Memphis where we don't have green grass. It's a brown, you know, because of the weather. Not a lot of rain. Anyway, I digress. So there's video of this homeowner. The homeowner has a Trump-Pence campaign sign in the front yard. And there's a guy who clearly has Trump derangement syndrome, a thief, a vandal, who was going to try and steal the sign. And look, this has been a big problem for the campaign. You've got these never Trumpers out there, these radicals. You got the Antifa people, and they're out there, and they literally will. That's their job in life, is to go through neighborhoods. They have a pickup truck, probably don't drive a pickup truck. It's probably a Prius or a Tesla. But they're puttering through these neighborhoods in their metrosexual battery powered cars, and they're stealing all these Trump signs. And so now you have this guy. And you got to watch this video. Caleb, have you seen the video?
I just got a chance to see it.
Is it not funny?
It's hysterical. What's funny is there was a whole compilation of these, because back during the 2016 election, people were stealing these things or trying to steal them like crazy. And so people were developing all kinds of elaborate traps for these people. I saw one person who had triggered up a box behind the sign that had blank shotgun rounds in it that would like pop when the guy lifted it, so it would make this loud boom noise, and it just terrified the guy. People came up with all kinds of stuff. This is pretty good, though.
This is pretty brilliant, and well done to the homeowner. So they electrified. So here's what happened. I will describe this as best I can. So again, this lovely, looks like to be an autumn day, and one of these TDS protesters comes running up, comes sneaking up, just like the bad guy in the old Bullwinkle and Rocky cartoon. And the guy's running up, and he kind of runs like a girl. He kind of runs like, I don't know, like he's Anderson Cooper, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, he just got, it's a weird run. It's not like how a man would run. So this guy comes like running up, and he was like, ooh, oh boy, there's a Trump sign. And he goes and he grabs the sign and he tries to pick it up, and then boom, he gets zapped. And the guy jumps up in the air, and you can tell it was very painful. It wasn't enough to hurt the guy, but just enough to teach him a lesson. That being said, you know, a good jolt like that, I wonder if maybe electroshock therapy might possibly, I don't know, fix some of these TDS guys. That was he does run like a girl, though. It's weird. So anyway, we have that up on the website, toddstarns.com. You got to check this out. It's pretty brilliant stuff. So look, we were talking about California and this gun, this gun grab they're plotting out there, which is just really fascinating. Using the public school to go after gun owners. It's really devious, but honestly, it's sort of brilliant because, again, we know that the public schools are really the engine that's driving this cultural and political change around the country. So it's not all that surprising. So look, there is a new law, though, that's going into effect. It went into effect yesterday about water usage. So I want you to you need to understand what's happening in California. We may need to do an entire 3-hour show just on what is happening there, so you can know what will happen in your state if the Democrats ever take control. And no, this segment has nothing to do with piles of human crap on the streets. It has nothing to do with the used dirty drug needles. That's not what we're talking about here. No, it has nothing to do with the fact that they literally turned the power off in neighborhoods because they refused to cut down ferns, because, you know, that would be environmental hazard. There's a new law on the books, and it deals with how much water you can use inside your home. And the new law will punish homeowners if they use more than 55 gallons of water a day in their home. And that fine is upwards of $1,000 for, and it could be, if in drought conditions, $10,000 for every day you violate your water usage. So just think about this. Many of you have kids, and those kids, they love to take showers. And, you know, they take very long showers, some of those kids, and we're not going to get into the reason why, but they take long showers. And they're saying that the average 8-minute shower uses about 17 gallons of water. And the average load of laundry, that's about 40 gallons of water. So there could be days. So if you wanted to, say, take a shower and do the laundry, you would be in violation of California's law. And they keep track of all this stuff. So they were talking about this on the local news. Let's play that clip.
All right, so many laws get considered each and every year. They're discussed and then they're passed.
All right, this one, I'm not sure how I feel about this. You're not going to be allowed to shower and do a load of laundry in the same day.
I had the same misgivings. Doing a load of laundry takes about 40 to 50 gallons of water. Taking a shower for about 8 minutes takes about 17 gallons of water. Well, there's a limitation on your daily use of water of 55 gallons per day. So that means if you are taking a shower and if you're doing a load of laundry, you can't do both without being in violation of the law. There are some exceptions about this. There are some caveats. For instance, if you have a multi-person household, if you have four people in your household or three people in your household, that 55 gallon limit per day applies for each person. So you could do a load of laundry if you have a multi-person household. And
okay.
So who's going to police that?
Someone to cuff Mark Kriske when he's
out
there for laundry?
How's that one?
What's going on? Who's enforcing this?
Well, you can actually see your water uses on a daily rate with your water meter. Now, there are actually fines available for this as well. Your violation is $1,000 per each day that you are in violation.
Wait, who made this a law? Let's talk to them.
It's the state legislature.
Stop, please. What, ladies and gentlemen, this is the problem with the mainstream media. Well, who made that decision? We want to talk to that person. Your elected officials, you lady moron anchor. Who do you think came up with this? Ladies and gentlemen, elections have consequences. That is the cold, hard reality here. Elections have consequences. And the consequence in the state of California, where you people out there have given the Democrats full control of your lives, is that not only do you have to read the newspaper by candlelight, not only do you have to worry about letting your kid outside to play on the sidewalk because there are piles of human waste and dirty needles strewn about, but now you have to figure out who gets to take a shower today. Is it little Billy? Is it little Susie? Or is it grandma or grandpa? Because not everybody in your family gets to take a shower in California. Not everybody gets to do the laundry. And not everybody gets to clean the dishes. So here's my question to you, ladies and gentlemen. If you had to choose between taking a shower, doing the laundry, and doing the dishes, what do you do? What takes priority? Seriously, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Man, they're going to be selling a lot of deodorant in California. Jeez, Alu. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Woo! Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
This is Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. I was asked by a colleague recently, what are the core teachings of moral responsibility in your faith tradition? I'm going to share with you what I shared with him. In response to the Pharisees' question, "Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Jesus responded, and I quote from Matthew chapter 23, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." What a wonderfully succinct but comprehensive answer Jesus gave. First, the word translated love is agapao for agape love, which is the highest form of love, an in spite of kind of love, which is revealed in the New Testament to be a fruit of the Holy Spirit produced in the hearts of yielded disciples. Second, the answer perfectly encapsulates the eternal truth embodied in the Ten Commandments, found in Exodus chapter 20. Third, it gives primacy to our vertical relationship with God, as do the first four of the Ten Commandments. Fourth, the answer then moves inevitably to the consequent horizontal moral responsibilities to our fellow human beings, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Once again, agapao is used, the love that 1 Corinthians defines for us, the love that never fails. In fact, the Apostle Paul has left us in 1 Corinthians 13 a divine definition of the agape love with which we are to love our neighbors. And I quote, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." For more information about Southern Evangelical Seminary, it's not too late to enroll for the spring semester. Go to ses.edu. This is Richard Land.
Tomorrow starts a new year, a new beginning. Genesis chapter 1 says, "In the beginning, God created." You see, there's nothing in this world, people or things, that God did not create. Heaven and earth, sun and moon, yes, human life itself, and above all, salvation and new life with Christ, all created by Him and for Him. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and another timely Stand in the Gap Minute. As we enter a new year, let's look around and be reminded that all we see, touch, and feel was created by God alone in the beginning. And if all creation sings His praise, shouldn't we praise Him too and thank Him that He is the God of new beginnings? Singing praise to God starts with recognizing Jesus Christ as Creator God. Do you know Him? You can. Let 2020 be the year that you and I praise the name of Jesus Christ as Creator and Redeemer. Join with us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the students are sitting around a campfire when the teacher opens up the mystery of the Zoroa. The Bible says that God created the universe by using something called the Zoroa. And by the Zoroa, He saved His people out of Egypt. By the Zoroa, it says, salvation will come to the world. What is the Zoroa? Isaiah 53 says in Hebrew, "To whom has the Zoroa of the Lord been revealed?" Then it reveals that the Zoroa is Messiah, the one who suffers for our sins, is broken, crushed, dies to save us. The Zoroa is the arm and the power of the Almighty. What does that mean? The power of the Almighty is the cross, is the Lamb. The power of the Almighty is love. So walk in that power, live in that power, because the Zoroa is the love of God, and there is no greater power in this world than that.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, a place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
I mean, that really is a, a hygiene conundrum that California is facing. I mean, if you... I mean, do you take a bath or do you do the laundry? I mean, what do you do? Because I can't imagine that the average Californian is going to be able to pay. Let's say that you're over the amount by 2 gallons of water a day in California. That's, what, $2,000 a day that the average homeowner would have to pay if they violate these this brand new water law that's on the books. So I don't know. I used to get to California a lot. I love this. It's a beautiful state. Good people out there. And we used to vacation out there quite a bit in the Santa Barbara area and down in San Diego. But I don't know, if you're going to go down there, you might want to bring some, like, you know, I don't know, Febreze, maybe some wet wipes, deodorant. It's very unfortunate. Congressman Dave Brat, former Congressman Dave Brat, now the dean of the School of Business at the Great Liberty University, on the Newsmaker line. What do you make of this? What do you make of this new water law out in California? Pretty crazy, Congressman.
Yeah. Hey, Todd. Great to be on with you. Yeah. I mean, it's just socialism and top-down control run amok on not only water, but just every right imaginable. Freedom on campus, gun laws in Virginia. I mean, you just really can't make it up. And I'm just waiting for the average American to just figure out what's going on, because the voting is not lining up with just the usual American common sense that I expect. And so I don't know what we got to do to get the message through.
Yeah, I know that you guys are dealing with a serious gun grab issue. That is, it's very real. This is not some sort of a hypothetical thing. It's going to happen. I don't think there have been some Democrats up on Capitol Hill suggesting the National Guard could be called in, but I don't think the National Guard in Virginia is going to be honoring that order.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll go that far, and it's just kind of drip, drip, drip. But the drips are getting pretty big these days. I mean, if you just look at the old standard socialist literature, I mean, you go after the guns, and then you go after freedom of speech on campus. And, you know, we got Charlie Kirk doing great work at our Falkirk Center at Liberty University on that front with President Falwell. But you just look at, you know, why was the United States founded? You know, it was taxation without representation. The taxes and the size of government is growing ever bigger. The left says they're worried about fascism, but they're the ones that want the huge state. And so you just put it all together, and the menu does not look good. When they go after your guns, they go after your freedom of speech. They go, God has been eliminated from the public square. There's religion is under attack on all fronts. And the American people, it's just been drip, drip, drip. But there's coming a day when your fundamental rights are going to be taken away.
And that day may be coming sooner rather than later. According to a new survey out by YouGov, the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation commissioned this poll, and they found some really troubling statistics that 36% of millennials say they approve of communism. That's up from 28% in 2018. And an overwhelming number of millennials support socialism. We had Rachel Campos Duffy on the show a few days ago, and she said that there's a responsibility that moms and dads need to have to start teaching their kids the difference between capitalism and socialism. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And the one domain in politics where you can still have a little bit of power is your local school board. And so, you know, greater minds than I have made it very clear that it's just amazing that if you think of the 20th century, the greatest atrocities, the greatest events in that were World War II and Mao and China and Russia and the killing of 100 million human beings. And I don't think any of the kids know even the basic facts of the greatest events in the last century. And so mom and dad have to get on it. This is not theoretical anymore. And, you know, I used to be a big proponent of the liberal arts education, and every, you know, the senior folks would say, oh, isn't it cute? Johnny and Mary are going off to learn a little communism and some different ideas. Well, it's not cute anymore. It's getting very dangerous, and it is dangerous. And so, yeah, mom and dad better get activated pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't think that the American people understood that not only were they going to be teaching communism and socialism, but they were going to be teaching the kids that it was better than capitalism and freedom. That's just
right.
Mind-blowing, which, again, to your point, is why the brand-new Falkirk Center at Liberty University is so vitally important to the national discourse.
Yeah, absolutely. We're dedicated to faith and freedom. And President Falwell has, you know, made it clear that we want at Liberty University to educate the young folks about the founders and all the first basic principles that made our country great and the envy of the world. And, you know, those fundamental things are the Judeo-Christian tradition and then the rule of law, which, you know, comes out of Moses and morphs its way into the U.S. Constitution and all the great hands at work in there from Virginia. And then finally, if you're really lucky, you get abundance. You get the free market system and the opportunity to be pro-business. And so, like you're saying, the left right now is attacking all three. Religion's under attack. The rule of law is under attack. And business is being poo-pooed. And instead, everybody's being promised a free lunch via socialism and communism. And so the kids say, wow, that sounds good. But they don't know 100 million people were slaughtered by those systems when they take control. They promise you that so they can obtain power. And then once they obtain power, you don't ever get the goodies. No communist system has ever delivered that free lunch. They deliver death.
Hey, Dr. Brad, I'm curious about what you are seeing, you know, there in the classroom. What are, you know, the kids, they graduate high school, freshman year at Liberty. What are you guys having to, like, re-engineer their thinking, you know, as far as, you know, those ideas like socialism and communism? What are you finding that they're learning on the public school campus?
Yeah, well, I know I've been in higher ed my whole life, what they've been offered up. And, you know, people should go review the curriculums that they're being taught. But in general, the elites in K-12 have gotten rid of history. History is what allows you to connect the dots. And they've gotten rid of religion, and they've gotten rid of philosophy. If you notice, the left has no philosophy that they'll name. There's no famous philosopher. There's no religious person they'll note. And they just make assertions about what is good. And so at Liberty, we have it a little bit better. A lot of kids come from that public realm, but they have parents who have been educated and who have done and spent incredibly, you know, gracious time with their children, educating them on the Judeo-Christian tradition and the rule of law and being pro-business. So our kids come in relatively way better equipped than on average, but still, you're right. The K-12 education being provided right now, all the schools care about right now is teaching to the test, and their pay is all related to how well they do on teaching to that test. And there's a whole economic literature out there on how these schools and school systems cheat and game those tests, those high stakes tests. And the tests were meant to help the least among us. And the promise was that if the schools fail to teach the basic content of math and reading and writing and all that, then there'd be a revolution and you'd get some privatization. But of course, that never happens. The big government types know exactly what they're doing, and so they dumb down the test instead. And by virtue of dumbing down the test, you dumb down the population. And I think it's quite intentional.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Again, great work you guys are doing there at Liberty University in the School of Business and, of course, the Falkirk Center. Dr. Brad, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, Todd. Great work you do every day as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good guy right there. Great school, by the way, Liberty University. And we're going to have some exciting news about Liberty coming up. I will tease you with that, but it's going to be pretty exciting. I will leave it at that. All right. We've got to take a break here. Pay some bills. Also, our good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffers, is going to join us on the Newsmaker line. He's in Miami, Florida. Big Trump event coming up in just a couple of hours. A bunch of evangelicals making a very, very big announcement. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
The Oracle opens up the Jubilee Mysteries, that there are these appointed times, appointed by God, and in these years, something prophetic has to happen concerning Jerusalem and end-time prophecy. Amazing. One of those years was 2017, and during that year came the Jerusalem Declaration by Donald Trump proclaiming Jerusalem. Now, amazing thing. What happens during the year of Jubilee? The trumpet has to sound. What does the name Trump mean? It means he who sounds the trumpet. It means also the trumpet itself. So get this, the year of Jubilee 2017 is the year that Donald Trump comes to power. The trump must sound throughout the land in this year. Amazing. Who could put that together? It means that he had to be elected just when he was. All this, everything is part of the Jubilee mystery of God. He's on the throne.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
All right, folks, so welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Wow, big event happening in Florida. The president announcing this coalition of evangelicals, and a lot of people are going to be at this thing. I was invited to get down there, but we're not going to be able to do it. Stuck here in New York City. Our good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffers, a pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, will be one of the evangelical leaders there. Dr. Jeffers is on the Newsmaker line. Happy New Year, Dr. Jeffers.
Happy New Year, Todd. Good to talk to you.
All right. So what is going on here, and why is this this event so important to the 2020 presidential election?
Well, I think it's significant that the campaign has targeted evangelicals for the first campaign rally of 2020, election year. And I think it's a recognition, certainly in part, of the tremendous role evangelicals played in the Trump election in 2016 and how critical they are in 2020. And, you know, in part, I mean, I think, to be honest, some of this is a response to the dust-up a couple of weeks ago when Christianity Today came out and called called for the removal of President Trump from office. You know, the fact is liberals were just salivating over that op-ed, thinking perhaps it signaled some kind of distancing and division among evangelicals over Trump. Well, I think this rally is to say that's not the case. I mean, there's always been a small but noisy group of never Trumpers among evangelicals, but President Trump's support among evangelicals is strong, and I would argue stronger than it's ever been, and that's what this rally is going to demonstrate.
That's what I was curious about, because there is a movement afoot in this never Trump, never Trump religious world, where they're trying to convey the message that the evangelical community is divided when it comes to the president. I'm not seeing that, Dr. Jeffers. Are you?
No, it's always been about 19% you had of never Trumpers in the general election. And really, that number is smaller today because, Todd, the fact is there were people who questioned whether President Trump was the right person back in 2016. They didn't know him like I did. But 3 years later, 4 years later, they're saying, yes, he not only did meet, but he exceeded every promise he made to evangelicals in the realm of the pro-life movement, pro-religious liberty, standing for Israel, and so many other things as well. So I think the number of never Trumpers is shrinking day by day.
You know, you had people like, there are a couple of professors from Oklahoma Baptist University that have been bashing President Trump and his supporters. Wayne Grudem wrote, I thought, a terrific response to the attacks that came from Christianity Today. And even he's coming under attack. You have Beth Moore, who says that evangelicalism ended in 2016. How do you respond to these kinds of people out there? I think we've got to speak out and push back against this kind of stuff.
Oh, I think we do have to push back against it. But these people are losing such credibility. And it's, I mean, very obvious. One motivating reason they're against Trump is they were wrong about Trump. And their pride won't allow them to admit that. And look, we all knew we weren't voting for a saint when we voted for President Trump. We were voting for a strong leader. That's what our country needed. That's what our country continues to need. And I believe more and more people are seeing he is the only person who could have possibly achieved in the last 4 years.
You know, I know that you are very involved in, First Baptist Dallas, historic in the Southern Baptist Convention. That church was really at the forefront of the effort to, of the conservative resurgence. And it seems to me that contrary to the narrative, that an overwhelming number of Southern Baptists still support this president and support this president's policies. Am I off base there?
Oh, you're not off base at all. In fact, I would argue that number has even increased exponentially since 2016. And Todd, you nailed it when you said it's these ivory tower elites that just don't get it. I remember back during the campaign, Christianity Today was surveying 100 Christian leaders that they picked out to ask them who their favorite was for the Republican nomination. And every month there was one or no evangelical leader supporting President Trump. It just showed that there was a disconnect between the elite and the average person in the pew. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. Even the editor of Christianity Today called himself one of the elites. They have no idea what the average person in the pew is thinking, and that's dangerous.
And I think, honestly, a lot of ministers have been afraid to speak out and to push back because they don't want the blowback. And I mean, you have been one of the handful of, I know, Southern Baptist leaders who have been out there from day one. Why don't you just sit back? Why are you out there why are you putting yourself out on the front line, Dr. Jeffers?
Well, because the stakes are too high, Todd. I mean, I really believe as Christians, to be that salt and light Jesus commanded us to be, we have to be willing to stand up and push back. I mean, how in the world can you justify just sitting on the side sidelines when you have every Democrat candidate for president right now supporting unrestricted abortion, abortion for any reason at any time, including up until the moment the child is in the birth canal of the mother? I mean, that is not only wrong, it is barbaric and evil. And, you know, I preached recently about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You know, Bonhoeffer was under criticism for trying to change the regime of Adolf Hitler. There were Germans who said, German pastors, why don't you just preach the gospel and let things take care of themselves? But Bonhoeffer understood that government leaders determine policies, and policies determine the direction spiritually and morally of a nation. And that's true today in America. We have to stand up and push back against those ungodly leaders who would enact principles and policies that are absolutely abhorrent to Almighty God. We have a responsibility to do that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Jeffers, we're going to have to leave it there. This ought to be pretty exciting. Can't wait to hear what the president has to say.
No telling, but I'll guarantee you it'll be interesting.
Yes, indeed. All right. Dr. Robert Jeffers, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, and also the official chaplain of the Todd Stearns radio program. We're one of the few national radio shows that actually has an official chaplain. But, you know, it's good. It's always good to have somebody on call. You just never know. We're going to pay very close attention to what the president has to say this afternoon. But Dr. Jeffers is absolutely right. When you have these evangelical, so-called evangelical leaders out there, and they're attacking this president, and they're saying that Christians should not be involved in politics or the culture war, what they're really trying to tell you is this: your opinion doesn't matter. And you should only advance an opinion that we believe in. Well, that's un-American. I believe that everybody ought to have a voice. You don't have to agree with it, but I think everybody under the Constitution has a voice. But we ought not listen, as Dr. Jeffers said, pay no attention to those never-Trumpers out there, the people like the Beth Moores of the world or the Christianity Todays of the world. They do not speak for the rank and file. They do not speak for the average evangelical church-going Christian in the pews, Catholic or Protestant. I'm telling you, folks. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Tomorrow starts a new year, a new beginning. Genesis chapter 1 says, "In the beginning, God created." You see, there's nothing in this world, people or things, that God did not create. Heaven and earth, sun and moon, yes, human life itself, and above all, salvation and new life with Christ, all created by Him and for Him. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and another timely Stand in the Gap Minute. As we enter a new year, let's look around and be reminded that all we see, touch, and feel was created by God alone in the beginning. And if all creation sings His praise, shouldn't we praise Him too and thank Him that He is the God of new beginnings? Singing praise to God starts with recognizing Jesus Christ as Creator God. Do you know Him? You can. Let 2020 be the year that you and I praise the name of Jesus Christ as Creator and Redeemer. Join with us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, and here's what's happening in the news. Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, told the General Assembly that it's his intentions to propose a resolution about what he calls the forgotten Jewish refugees to counter one-sided focus on Palestinian refugees in the United Nations. Danon is referring to the more than 850,000 Jewish people that were forcibly removed from Arab countries like Iraq, Iran, and Libya, just to name a few. Well, here's my take. The world needs to know that the Palestinian refugee crisis doesn't compare to the Jewish refugee crisis that existed in and around 1948. Jewish people were forcibly removed from Arab countries that they lived in for more than 2,000 years. The reason you don't know about this crisis is because Israel accepted these displaced Jews as citizens long ago. Even today, Muslim countries refuse to accept Palestinians as citizens, perpetuating the Palestinian plight. To listen to our weekly program or to learn more about the Friends of Israel, visit our website, foiradio.org.